Welcome back, everybody, to your favorite day of the week.
We talked mad junk about you, Nick.
I'm sure you did, because you judged books.
Actually, we were sharing.
You judged books by their covers.
We were sharing strip club stories with Pam, but she's never been to one.
Really?
Yeah, we were. Yeah, she's never been. She's trying to take her to one.
We're child. We're children
started,
of God.
It all started.
We don't go to the devil.
It all started, Nick. Devil's house. I asked Joe. I said, "When are you guys going to come to Nashville? I can make sure I'm not. If I don't come, make sure it's the weekend I'm not coming." And then Pam's like, "Can I go?" Yeah, come on.
Dang, Pam, you trying to go to the brass?
She's like, "I don't want to impede on the guys' night." For the guys' weekend.
She said she wanted to be in on that strip club.
Just tell her to bring her clubs.
She's not messing up the
bring
stack.
Her clubs.
I know. I just said no babies. We gotta leave Roman somewhere. He would not be able to be there.
Because he's
a baby.
We have a stack to master. She can't mess up the volume of the stack.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yar.
Maybe I can look for a Lorcana tournament in Nashville that y'all can come to.
Dude, you should have seen Nick last night.
I was mad at you. Not gonna be mad at you for something you did.
No, because I pulled that card.
It has nothing to do with the fact you. I was mad at my luck.
No, I know. Not mad at me.
You're mad at the situation.
Well, because look, last night, so we got our cards again at the end of the
thing. I did good.
And no, he had a really good tournament. Yeah. He had a good time. And it was way better experience, right, this time. But gotcha. At the end, you get your cards, right? You always get a pack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And I've had some pretty good luck pulling some stuff. I've pulled some really.
That's not pretty good.
The listeners of the podcast know.
Yeah, I've pulled I've pulled like three really good cards, expensive cards, right? And so everybody's opening all their packs out there. It's like the same crowd all the time, and it's a bunch of middle aged dudes and a couple of wives and. Everybody's out there, and so everybody's like, "Oh, anybody get anything?" And nobody really got anything. And then I'm at the car, and I'm sitting out there, and I open mine, crack, and I go through it, and I see the corner. Pam goes, "Ooh, babe," and it's one of those cards, one of the super rare enchanted cards.
Yeah.
And I get to it, and it's the Tinkerbell enchanted card, and it's like $250, right? And I pulled in the same pack a $70 Rapunzel card. It's like a god. It was like a god pack, like one of those like super duper. And if you don't know what that is, it's like a pack that you get that is like super stacked, for what you pay. You know,
you need to open these online. Like,
dude, it was unbelievable. And then this guy comes over and he goes, "Hey, man, can I put my butt on your car and open my pack?" Because I opened it at the car, on top of the car.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Yeah." And he pulled a $70 Rapunzel. He saw a man, he goes, "You better be careful." He's like, "Next week you're going to have every guy out here with their ass on your car opening their packs."
Yeah.
Oof. What'd you get? Oh, man. But it wasn't bad.
Was the Lord of Lorcana at the games?
It was a good crowd, huh, Nick?
Yeah. Was our guy?
He was playing One Piece.
He was playing, yeah. He hasn't been back in a while. Yeah. I'm grateful for that. Thank you, Jesus.
But, he wasn't playing.
Hate to hear it.
Look, I have a love-hate relationship with Lorcana right now. It's tough for me right now. It's a tough game for me.
Well, it can't be both of you guys' times at the same time.
Well, let's just say this thing about that guy. One thing for sure, he was playing One Piece, and one thing I could tell for sure is that he does not get any bitches. And I want that to be known. One Piece or Lorcana. He is bitchless. None.
So One Piece is a game, too?
Yeah. he gets
no buns.
Yeah, it's a game, too. But so, Nick...
One Piece tells the anime
thing?
Yeah.
The trading card game.
Yeah. So, Nick...
Oh.
Nick, explain your frustration with the Lorcana.
I think a lot of it has to do with, for me, it's been timing. I just really haven't had the time to get into it. Time to play.
Agree.
Time invested in actually pulling packs and And I love Joel because Joel, I'm opening boosters and he's like, "Oh, that's a nice card. Oh, man, that's a nice card. Oh, man, that's a great card." And I'm feeling good. And then he turns around and this is pack number three where he's opened up a basic pack, same pack that I received. And the guy's pulling enchanted. And I'm just like, dang, man. Even when I have a good night, that's even when I have a good
it
night,
is a,
it's still
it
a
is
night.
A luck.
You know what I mean? So it's just like I can't win for losing when it comes to yeah. And so I don't know if it's just like maybe it's just a streak I'm on, and hopefully I'll get over the streak. Now that I've got time to play,
you're
you know
in
what
a
I mean?
Slump. It's just
I
like
just, I'm in this Lorcana slump right now, man. I really want to break out of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
I think you just
need one Tuesday. Yeah. One Tuesday. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Will pick you, lift
I think
you up
that,
out of this slump. And you're going to be
think
riding
here's the
wave.
You got to just, you know, you got to, in fairness, you know, you just got to dive in a little bit. Just like you do with, you know, MAGIC, yeah. Magic. You know, you got to jump in. You got to go in Larkana just the same way. Like, yeah. Just play.
One more time.
And look it up. Like, I look up stuff. And because one thing I think that even me, and I know you for sure because you just started, we lack understanding some of the strategy. Not the strategy, but some of the combos that exist in the game. Because the color combinations that you're playing right now probably aren't going to be adequate to what you're going to need to beat some of these other colors now. So you got to switch it up, right? And we talked about that. Because the game changes. It evolves all the time because people... And then it's about to change again in November because there's a new set coming out.
The other frustrating piece is the availability of cards. Like Magic right now, you can go to any Magic and you can get boosters because they've just got tons of different lore, tons of different storylines, tons of different cards that you can pull and combinations that you put together. Yeah. Whereas Lorcana, I just can't go to the store and buy packs like I can, you know, if I was buying something from Magic.
And some, so
availability is also the other frustrating piece about it. But you know, I'm really trying to get ahead for the new release. And so really, you know, get my ducats together so I can have what I need and hopefully get a better pool. And hopefully, you know, we could turn this little kind of frown upside down. And, you know, yeah.
Listen, Nick, be our guest. Be our guest. Put your deck to the test.
Put these ice around my neck.
I forgot the test.
Yeah, okay. No, it's good.
Look at you. Look at me. There is Pat.
No, it's a fun game. Like, I'm not going to take away from the funness of the game. So I don't want to discourage anybody from not playing. It's just, for me, it's just been tough. It's been tough. Joel's really just been ahead of the power curve when it comes to Lorcana. September was just tough as far as timing goes because I was traveling for work and then get my vacations out of the way. And so, like I said, hopefully, you know, I'll have that turnaround once we get the new release and the new drops coming out. I'm looking forward to it. But also, you know, getting back into Magic too. They just did another drop for that, and they got another drop coming out. So get some new boosters, you know, revigorate. It's kind of revigorating to go to Magic and get some boosties, and then you know, turn around and play. So, you know, just gotta play more and get into it. And so, you know, now that I'm kind of over the
let me say this,
hump, we're gonna get into it.
Let me tell you what I mean. What I did though is I just got a lot of singles. I was able to. Invest the money that you know you possibly could waste, because if you consider like some of the packs that you got that you're unhappy with, that would be considered a waste, right? Where if you took the same money and bought like the cards that you want or need directly, which are available through many places, then you could become more invested in it because you invest a little bit more money.
I agree,
but it's fun. But either way, you got it going on.
Turn it around.
You know, donkeys eat cheese and carrots.
Because even if they dangle it, they still going to go after it. So it's all good. It's all good.
Hump.
But I'm always happy to be back on the podcast. It looks like we're recording. We're holding strong. We're doing pretty good. Yeah. So here we go.
We had
kick
this thing?
Or do we want to get a little...
Gang. Hey.
All right.
Let's run this motherfucker.
All right. Welcome, everybody. Welcome back to... Oh, bless you. Bless you twice. Welcome back to your favorite day of the week. It's Tuesday, and this is the podcast. And guys, it's the spooky season is upon us. It's October. Can you believe it? I'm excited, man.
Excited.
I'm excited. October, November, December. We're in fourth quarter.
It's here's what I'm going to say.
Quarter.
Easily my favorite time of year, but also the hardest time of year when you're trying to not gain weight or watch what you eat because the food is so good. So. Mentally, I think, you know, after going to the doctor and stuff, it was easily for me to, like, I don't eat as much bull crap anymore. And I just don't want it. I don't know what happened. Yeah. I was able, you know, I just, like, when they, you know, because I did, like, blood work, and then they called me, and they're like, hey, I need you, you know, your blood work was weird. And I was like, what? Scary. And, dude, like, I was freaking out. Like, talk about anxiety. I was...
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, I was scared, dude. I was like, dude, like, I would put that big booty pill that Nick was showing
Yeah.
Whatever. Saved
when,
my life.
When,
like
when
we
did
said.
You have your checkup?
It was just my my yearly checkup. So turns out it was just like nothing crazy. It was just like, hey, your cholesterol is a little bit high.
Oh, yeah. You just dropped some.
But my vitamin D was really low. And he's like, but it makes sense, dude, because I've been super tired and my joints and stuff were hurting all the time. And I was like, dude, like, man, am I just getting old? Because I know I have arthritis pretty bad. Mm-hmm. And so maybe it's something that goes with that, too. And because I had degenerative arthritis in my ankle and it kind of just ate itself away. But I couldn't even, like, flexing would hurt my elbows. It'd be like, oh,
really?
Dude, like, yeah, like painful. Wow. And so, like, I went out and I got, like, some vitamin D and I got, like, some magnesium. Mm-hmm. And it was just a little bit that you would get in a regular multivitamin, but it was helping so much. And my doctor said, hey, we're going to give you a big dose and then, you know, come back in like 6 months or whatever. And so, like, dude, when I tell you, I feel so normal and so, like, back to, like, who the heck mm-hmm. It was just becoming a normal to, like, hurt my elbow. Yeah. Like, everything is just being like, man, bro, like, this sucks.
I have my thing next week because I'm getting a checkup before I head out. Like the full body checkup, just make sure everything's good.
So I gotta tell you, man, living pain does a number on your mood, man. You know what I mean? Like back pain, joint pain, you know, osteoporosis. Like it does a number on you, man. So you know, this is a different podcast. You know, normally we would say, oh, you're good, thug it out. But I'm telling you, aches and pain, go see your doc. It's important. At any age, you know, unfortunately, when we're younger, we feel like we're immortal and, you know, it's just a little pain. It's not a big deal. And, you know, over time, it is degenerative, right? Pain just means your body is telling you something is wrong. So you should listen to your body. That's all I'm saying. Okay. And the last thing you want to do is pick a spot.
I was telling Joel before we started the podcast that me and Katie went to a concert on Sunday night. And I mean, I'm not going to say that. It sounds so...
Talk about it.
But usually we'll get like... If you go to the Underground or the Fillmore, you can get like VIP seating, which is really just like in the bars. It's like... It's not what it sounds like. But it's like a chair. Because, you know, they're both standing room only. But we didn't get that. And we were going to get it. And then it was sold out. So we had to stand the whole time. And, like, at the end of that concert, I got really lightheaded and had to step outside and almost, like, passed out. Well, I did pass out with the medic people, but, like, for, like, just a split second. And with my sugar and my – and I was like –
They was kissing on you, Pat? They was giving you kisses? They was giving you sugars?
They was.
They was like
– But everything – yeah, but I was talking to them and – because I felt like –
Oh, that sugar.
I mean, we were in the middle of the big group. Of people. I mean, there was probably 2,000 people there. And I felt kind of like anxious. So I was like, I need some air. So I walk. Then I walk outside and the girl's like, hey, there's some medics right down there if you want to go talk to them. So I go down there and I sit down and I say, hey, check my sugar, check my blood pressure. Something's going on. I feel lightheaded, blah, blah, blah. And they do. And everything checked out fine. But it was very, very,
I'm
going to
tell you, I feel anxious when I'm surrounded by people who want to kiss me, you know. Instead of a mosh pit, it sounded like you was in a kiss pit.
Sugar.
Like, oh, pass him to kiss him at the same time.
No, that you was in a love circle, huh?
Love pit. But I felt. I'll tell you what though.
Does it make you scared? Because like when I feel abnormal,
yes,
like just out of the ordinary, it is scary. Because you know, and you know, today, and this is sad to say, but and it's so wrong. You know, it's not even real, but. I was saying something. I was like, you know, I was like, oh man, I can't, you know what? I want to get a better studio area where like I have all kinds of stuff, like, you know, like my ships and stuff set up behind me.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm gonna do that someday. And I was like, dude, I was like, I'm 40. I was like, I'll be 50. Like someday is like,
someday it'll be 10 years.
It's not the same as when, it's not the same as when you're like 20 or
even we're like at that
30
age now.
The concept of time is totally different now. And it's like
everything's
never
real.
At this point, you know what I mean? And so it's just like you got to, you know, you got to do it. You got to take that leap.
That's what I needed to hear. Stepping into this next 2 weeks.
You know what I mean, so that's real. That's true real.
That.
But, and this is the last thing I'll say about it. Anybody that doesn't have this Whoop app, in the bracelet thing. So listen, this is what's crazy. So usually my, like, it judges by strain and sleep, and I'm sure you guys know about this. Like, strain and sleep, it'll tell you how, what your recovery is with your sleep from the strain you had the day before. So it's like keeping up with your health. So on Friday, I had 70% recovery. So after Friday night going into Saturday, I had 39% recovery with lower heart rate variable. And then Saturday going into Sunday, I had 33% recovery. So my recovery through my sleeping and strain was going down before that episode on Sunday night. How wild is that?
Yeah, that's a trip.
But, you know, for us CPAPers, you know, we keep up with that on a regular nightly basis with our res meds.
Yeah.
And so I need to kind of keep up with that. I do feel initially I didn't think it worked too well. But it's just one of those machines over time.
What, being
a CPAP? I just felt like it was a waste. But after over time, like, you use it the way you're supposed to, you actually do have really good recovery. And it does make you go to sleep fairly quickly. So it works. It's just adjusting to it. I don't know if I love it, but I've gotten very used to it.
My dad.
Can I?
Go ahead. Sorry.
I was saying, can I recommend magnesium? And vitamin D, like legit. Because I'm telling you, if you feel tired a lot. There's a good possibility. A lot of people suffer from low vitamin D because like you can get it from the sun, but we still wear clothes. We stay inside a lot.
Yeah.
We don't. There's not much food that you get vitamin D from. It's something you kind of have to take. Like you give it to babies. And if you don't take it, it can make your muscles weaker. It can make your bones weaker. And so it's just something. So check it out, man, and multivitamins.
I do need.
I know people. Some people don't believe in them. They're like, "Oh, it's stupid, it's a waste because your body doesn't take it all." But is it a waste? Because at least I get some. I know people who don't get sick and they take all these things, and it's like, okay,
yeah. I think whatever concoction you can figure out that's like. I on my end, all natural, that makes you feel that like the best you is what
I'm always all natural, man. Honestly, dude, like increasing your vegetable intakes, you're really going to have a lot of those good lean meats, things of that nature, stuff that's really the good stuff. It's just, you know, unfortunately, we're attracted to the bad stuff. And you got to remember, man, sugar, we basically OD on sugar, right? Our body produces enough sugar to sustain us, but every time we go beyond that, we're ODing on the sugar. You know what I mean? And our body's reacting to it.
My doctor was like, you know, he goes, when talking about cholesterol and stuff, and he goes, you know, you should just not eat so much red meat. And I was like, yeah. And he goes, not too much pork. And I was like, yeah. And he goes, maybe you should eat just fish. You ever considered it? I mean, meat is bad.
Yeah.
It's Mediterranean. It's the Mediterranean. It's pescatarian.
That's what it is.
Yeah, which is awesome. It's just fish, but
I don't.
But he's all. You should maybe like white chicken and fish.
Yeah,
he's like, red meat is bad for you. Red meat is not good that great for you, but it is. You've been conditioned though to think that, like, as an athlete or as like somebody who works out, you've been conditioned to think like, oh, steak or, ooh, meat.
What
meat,
about
meat,
that,
meat, meat?
That carnivore diet that people talk about.
You're talking about the liver king.
I guess. Liver king never lies.
I've never been red meat. Like taking a lot of red meat.
I think it's just something. I think it's different for everybody, and so
everybody.
BODY. Because when I was a vegetarian for that, like, 10 months, let's say, so basically a year, right? Mm-hmm. I felt great all the time. I had a ton of strength. I was able to maintain size.
Yeah.
I was able to didn't get sick. Even when I had COVID, it was, like, a day or two. Dude, chill out, bro. I didn't feel unhealthy at all. But I guarantee you, my vitamin D was super low from that, too. Because there's no, I mean, iron too. You got to think your iron's probably low too. Because spinach is like the only thing that I can think of that has a high iron content for vegetables. And I'm sure there's a ton more, so forgive me if you're listening. You're like, you're a fool. Well, I'm not a fool. I'm
we're just not. Yeah, we're not.
You know, so.
So don't forget
so today,
your spinach.
Did you? Ate you. Did you guys see Charlie?
Blow me down.
Did you guys see at 2 o'clock? Did you guys get the national service alarm?
Yeah, went off at 2 o'clock. Everybody was.
Everybody are you guys a zombie? They activated our brain thing, and we're all going to get sick now. And now it's a new epidemic. It's coming.
Is that what they're saying?
They say, they say Uranus turns inside out. They say your thighs turn into knees, and they say your ankles,
your eyeballs are going to flip inside out, and you're going to be staring at your brain.
They say you can only smell with Uranus and sniff with your body chin. But I was thinking about this tomorrow. So funny today. I was like, dude, because they said on the thing, they said every person, every Apple, every iPod, every tablet, device. Every phone, TV, radio in the country, right, was going to be tested, right? And I was like, man, what about like in prison, like all those dudes that are hiding in like, your keister butts? They're like, hey, they're all in line. It's all. Oh, dude, like, they're all. Dude, you know how many people probably got busted today and put in the hole? It's all. They're all, what's that? He's all, I farted. That was a really I just weird farted. Fart. It's a weird one.
I don't know where
I was constipated. So I couldn't ever get that on my mind. Here I am, like, driving down the. Like, here I am driving down the road laughing like a like an idiot. Like, that's so funny. And nobody's with me. Like, how
that's
dumb.
Why, that's why we're all laughing those most.
You got to laugh.
We all, that same.
That's hilarious.
Like, yeah, it was so funny
just,
to me.
Just singing.
People got in trouble today.
They got busted. All at the same time, too. I need you three to stand over here. You three stand over here.
It's all in harmony. He's like, that's okay, hilarious. That's a someone just either he's one of y'all's like, butthole, one of y'all's a robot, and y'all be fucking no arms.
You fart just now.
Oh my God, I never farted.
Would
like
y'all
that
feed
my
us?
Whole life.
I think we all got the same
disease.
That
food today was serious.
That's y'all's fault for giving us that.
Oh my God,
bread.
It was the peanut butter.
I knew. Somebody had a triple up on commissary today, man. It got real and
just heat up on
a lot of people got busted. Anybody who had a secondary phone that their significant other didn't know about, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was rough today. You know,
dude,
it's crazy.
You gotta assume that there's a lot of people that probably didn't know that it was going to happen, even though they've been talking about it everywhere. There's probably a bunch of people that didn't know
it was going to happen.
You didn't know for real?
I had saw it.
You live under a rock, you fool.
I don't pay attention. Talk about the test. But yeah, a lot of people at work were like, oh, that's the yellow alert. And I'm like, everybody's phone's going off right now. Yeah.
Well, there was a lot of conspiracy theories they were saying. Like, you know, these people were like, oh, it's going to be a tone at a certain amount of hertz, which is going to activate the disease that they put into you with the COVID-19 vaccine. And everybody's going to become Crimea. I'm like a Crimea. Well, lucky you. That's on you,
what
buddy.
What is this, the Kingsman plot? Like, what
you
the
know?
Heck?
Hey, guess what? Hey, if you die, I'll cry.
I'll cry.
I'm
cry me
you,
a river.
Same.
Cry me,
Hey, let me tell you something, Nick. I ain't never cried that much. I ain't never even cried a pond.
How about a puddle? You ain't even cried a puddle?
I cried a creek.
Wow, you whore.
Hell no.
Too whore.
I mean,
whore,
I cried a puddle.
One time I cried a cup full, and I drank it and put the tears back in my own body.
Refresh yourself with your own tears.
I say, hey.
Recycling. You're like a fountain.
I said, sadness comes out, but I put that sadness back in me.
You gotta keep that sadness.
I was depressed for weeks. They said if I wouldn't have drank my tears, I wouldn't have suffered.
That's real right there. How you stay hydrated. Hey,
real life. Real your own tears.
Hey, them electrolytes, you just put electrolytes back in your body that you would have lost anyway, because you know them tears salty.
I mean, it's man's Gatorade.
Well, drink that.
It's your body's own. Yeah. It's a little sour. Okay, it's more like saline. Man's pickle juice.
Hey, pour that in some coke and have yourself a man's witch doctor. Have yourself a warlock doctor. Ooh, a warlock doctor.
Yeah.
That's a man's witch doctor. He's got to have a pickle juice wig.
Oh, he's out.
You got to give him a... He's going to bring a whole pickle juice jar. He's going to drink pickle juice for the rest of the podcast.
Oh, you know what?
Do you got pickle juice, Nick?
I'm... Nah, I don't think I'll be drinking any pickle juice right now, man. I don't think I'm going to drink it.
You don't like
Not like that. I don't swig pickle juice. You know what I mean? If I get a little extra juice, you know, from my pickle.
What kind of, hold on, what kind of pickles you eat?
I eat Vlasic. Classic Vlasics. You know what I'm saying? I'm a Vlasic guy. I love the thin sliced, thick sandwich joints that go on your sandwiches because it's delicious.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I used to be a deal guy. But now I'm a Clausen. Okay. I'm a Clausen, man.
You're a Clausen's guy. Man, I like a good Vlasic pickle.
I didn't, dude. This is, you and Joe will get this, but other people that aren't from our area, I thought that Clausen pickles only came from, like, Stagendo.
It's true. It's the only way you get them. You know what I'm saying?
For the longest time. And when I found out that you could get them at Food Lion, I was like, oh, my God.
They make looking good Clausens.
Hold on, Joe.
You know, I like
you're going to be coming here looking for food.
With a stork. You know what I mean?
Right there. Have you ever eaten like sweet and sour pickles?
No, I've never eaten. I've had hot pickles.
I don't like them.
I've had hot pickles. I used to get them Sandy Ridge all the time. But I've never had any, you know, sweet and spicy. I don't like my pickles sweet and spicy. I like my pickles pickled. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I don't even know.
I like my pickles like
Peter
Piper.
Nobody
should
ever eat bread and butter.
Bread and butter pickles.
Dude, those bread and butter pickles are disgusto.
I said sweet and sour, which is wrong.
Sweet.
I have a sweet and sour pickle, please.
No.
Yeah, bread and butter. Bread and butter pickles. But you know, piss me off. Yeah. Like if I get a pickle and don't know, and I take a bite.
But you know,
I'm
my cousins used to like, and now they sell them like is like put pickles and Kool-Aid together. Yeah, my cousins used to do that growing up, but now they actually sell it, so you can get you some Kool-Aid pickles. And I'm like, nah, I'm good. Just keep my pickles pickled.
I don't,
and leave them alone, right? Don't do nothing extra to my pickles. You know what I'm saying?
And if you find somebody that makes like good homemade pickles, like a good vinegar homemade pickles,
used to make them.
It's good too.
They were fire.
Yeah, if you can find somebody that knows what they're doing.
She made those, and she made the spicy joints. Homemade spicy pickles. Delicious.
Spicy sometimes when I eat them, I feel really like, you know, because I'd be like.
Juicy.
Mm-hmm.
Juice.
Yeah. It's hard. You want to capture all the juice.
What style pickle do you like?
Yeah. Oh, you got
you like
cheese.
Just original? Just a big,
like
thicky,
a big,
thick one?
Thicky,
I like
thick.
That. I like.
I like an African American pickle.
Oh, you like the B&D pickles?
I like the big ones though.
He likes the BVP.
You know it. Hey, don't tip me with the big black pickle. No, I like the big ones. No, take it.
Yeah. Well done, Pat. Well done.
Don't you do?
Pat's been waiting for
that. Over.
Don't you do?
Dang, service.
Thank you, son.
Wow. That's real right there.
Get back in.
God, I need to hire some assistants over here.
Cheesy.
Take him out.
Joe calls his assistant son.
Right now.
Right, his name is Chinese.
You're like a living charcuterie. Yeah.
Nick. He said his name is son, but I call him son.
Hi.
Yeah. Son,
I said, "Come here, son." He goes, "It's son." I said, "Whatever."
You're like a
whatever.
How rude would that be? You're all. How rude would that be? You're all. Whatever. He's all. My name is this. Okay, Bob.
Okay, Lee.
Just give me another great.
I think somebody would beat you. Like, would fight you.
Oh yeah.
And would you fight somebody over that? Like, if your name, if they were just degrading your name, basically,
they're degrading who you are.
I don't care.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
there's a certain level of respect. Like you're giving your name for a reason. You should take pride in your name. And if they go out of their way to blatantly,
well, what about your middle name? Your middle name's
because not too many people know my middle name. You know what I mean?
That's different. That's different for me.
Yeah.
I can just beat your middle name up.
Yeah, they can like, abuse my middle name.
Look at Alan over there.
You look like an Alan. You know what I mean?
God, dude, if your name was yeah. Alan, you'd have a cul-de-sac.
That's true. that's alternate universe like situation right there. You know, I would have a massive cul-de-sac, and I would wear. And I would wear cardigans year round. Like I would wear the cutoff cardigans in the summer, and then long sleeve cardigans in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have a cul-de-sac, and I would just live my life as Alan Nicholas for the rest of my life.
Yeah. Gosh,
I mean, think about all of us going by our different name. Like Joe went because by his middle name. I go by my first name.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Edward, think about Joel. Edward going would by
be,
Eduardo.
It wouldn't be Eduardo. It'd just be Edward. Straight Edward. You know what I mean? You would
Edward
be
Reyes. Eddie.
You'd be an Eddie.
You'd be an Eddie.
I'll go by Eddie. I'd definitely have to be an Eddie.
You know what I mean?
And I would, I'm an Eddie. I would be Dave.
Be Eddie Reyes.
There's no way I'd be David.
Yeah.
That's true.
I feel like if my name was Alan, we'd just be acquaintances. It's like, oh, I know those guys. We all went to high school together.
Yes.
I think if your name was Alan, everybody would just be acquaintances with you.
Nobody would, you know.
Mm-hmm. I don't make acquaintances.
He just seems like he's a mean dad.
Alan's a mean dad? You think so?
He seems like he's a mean dad. Alan does. Here, put this up.
That's what I'm saying.
On TV. I
mean, was Alan his real name?
Who was he in real life, huh?
Alan, I'm talking about Alan.
Ask Robin.
He was a good dad. Robin confirmed it.
Hmm.
First of all, you named the son Robin, so I mean, there you go. Where
would Nicholas seems like a good dad,
he's a good girl dad.
That is
a good girl dad.
But see, in an alternate universe, and I have all boys, so I'd be a boy dad.
Then you're just Nick.
No, I'd be Alan, because remember in the alternate universe, you know what I mean? Everything would be backwards, so Alan would have three boys,
mm-hmm.
whereas Nick.
What if your name was Clemency Nick? Clemency
Allen.
Clemency Allen.
That would be a weird first name. But it'd be different. Mm. It'd be different.
Wrong.
Because you would be a Reyes Joel.
Yeah. All day, King
and then
Joel.
You'd be straight Price. David Patrick
Price.
You know what I mean? I think it only works if you have two first names. To have a first name. First name, last name.
That's true.
Like David Benjamin. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Although I think Richard Matthews. David is a stronger name than David Benjamin.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm. Richardson.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah. So what do you guys, speaking of Richard Richardson, makes me think about Taylor Swift. What do you think about this whole Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift thing?
I'm like this, man. When you're at that level where your tax bracket is way above the norm, live your best life. You know what I mean? You can hit, I do find some humor in what they're saying, like how Travis has gone from like knowing he had like a black girlfriend to having a white girlfriend, like in the transition that he has. Because somebody said
Officer
the other day
Kelce.
He went from like almost he could leave and become a rapper after his career to like now he would have to be like. You know what I mean? Like an officer. Like he'll retire and become a police
officer.
Now he
wears cowboy hats. Like,
yeah. I think there's some validity when you mix races like that. When you go interracial, like there's some there's some cast off, you know. And it makes sense that there would be some cast off.
I don't understand how when you're that like famous, for lack of a better word, you can distinguish if somebody you like or they like them liking you more so than you liking them is a publicity stunt or
I think real. It depends on who it is. You know, I feel Taylor Swift and this has been said. She's probably one of the greatest human beings on earth, right? Do we know how she is when the cameras are off? But I see Taylor Swift being that person, you know what I mean?
But look at her track record, man. Every time she dates somebody, it's somebody that's
I blame John Mayer for that. John Mayer just did a number on her. You know what I mean? And then wrote a song about it. I'm just kidding.
Well, let's say
this. I don't know what happened. Yeah.
Let me think. But
I just feel like they're too rich to care.
She's super attractive. Mm-hmm. So that would explain why a bunch of dudes that are super famous would want to go out with her.
Yeah. Right. I mean, Kelsey's winning, definitely.
She dates a lot of musicians and actors who could be prone to cheating.
Mm-hmm.
And as her for herself, too. You know?
Yeah.
She's super rich. I mean, you can say she's uber rich. No. Kelsey's not uber rich yet. I think he's getting there with his podcast money and his NFL money.
Y'all listen to his podcast?
I watched their documentary, but their documentary is really funny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
I do like Jake's also. The State Farm commercials.
The fear is, he did a Pfizer commercial too, but the fear is, it's like, is it like a curse, you know? Because every time football players date like Jessica Simpson and Tony Romo, his whole career went downhill. Yeah. You know, I mean, it happens a lot. Like, not just them, but that was just an idea. Is there, you know, what happens if the Chiefs start losing? If fans will hate her.
That. Yeah, that's true. I mean, she stepped into that world.
But on the flip side, they said that there's a ton of new fans that it's bringing to football because they're involved.
I mean, didn't they double their viewership because she was at a game or something like on Monday Night Football? And they're saying the NFL took advantage of her or something like that.
I mean, they take advantage of her. They played. They aired her commercial right before the game started for her new Eras Tour thing in theaters.
There's
a deal.
Yeah,
I mean that's not cheap.
No.
So, what's fair is fair, right? They paid
Carter off in the popcorn storage locker so that she can get in and out. Yeah. I don't know. It's such a different tax bracket. Like, I really don't have an opinion on it. You know what I mean? It's just,
I mean, I don't think it's fun to talk about.
Because
it's all over the TV. Like,
I just don't like.
I just feel like when you're in another direction, you pretty much get to do whatever you want.
It's still a fun love story. It's a fun love story.
I mean, I hope it works.
If it lasts.
I hope it does.
I just don't like... That's what boggles my mind about all of it, is when you get to that level, if you're not with the person that came up with you, like, how do you not go absolutely crazy wondering, like, who's with it? Who's in it for...
You marry equal... Equal yoke, or equal star.
I just feel like
star power.
From a Taylor Swift standpoint, she'll be okay with or without him.
Taylor Swift
need her
more so than Travis Kelce, only because of the amount of money that she makes. But I think they'll both be okay.
Yeah. Well, he's got the number one podcast in the country.
And like I said,
for sports podcast.
At the same time, like, it's just when you talk about overall. Net worth, you know what I mean? Like, Taylor Swift's good, know what I mean? And Travis Kelce's good,
and her money ain't going nowhere.
You know, she's good, she has
eternal money, like,
she's good for the rest of her life, you know what I mean? If she stops singing today,
like, I got eternal farts,
there you go.
She has eternal
revenue
money.
Stream is long, man. That's a long stream. She got like a revenue,
you know.
That would be so weird. I mean, it'd be cool for different things, but it'd be so weird to just not be able to run out of.
Well, I think it's her new. It's a norm. Like,
that would be cool.
Level, it's just a norm. Like, for her, it's a norm.
Yeah.
It's
But I'm saying,
that'd be a great thought. Like, I don't even know if I would ever have to worry about anything for the rest of my life. Like, that would be financially anyway.
Yeah.
Like, that would be.
I mean, it's different. Yeah, it's different if. Like if we did something and we each made $1 million,
right?
Eventually that $1 million is going to run out.
Then
it's about doing what's the next money making venture? What's the next money making venture?
The scary thing though is that when you're go get the freaking apple and bring it here.
Charlie, quit hogging our podcast time.
So, what were you saying?
You said the scary thing is.
What were you saying, though? What was I saying?
Well, I was saying that, like, if we all got $1 million, and
that's
going to run out. So we have to reinvent yourself or
I think the scary thing is that when you don't have a lot of money and you get a lot of money, that it becomes like you spend it so fast because you think it's going to last a long time, and then you turn around, you got $70,000 in the bank.
Well, but that, I think that's why people like Shaq, people like Taylor Swift, people like Rihanna, like they make their money work for them even where they are in life. You know what I mean? Like they just made smart investments with their money, and that's really.
I mean, they make their money work, and I work for my money.
Do you guys have like
roses
in place if you came into a lot of money?
Oh, I definitely. I'm gonna invest. Like, dude, I would. The first thing I would look for is where I can invest my money. You know what I mean? I would probably get somebody that I can trust that can help me with my finances. But investments would be the thing. Because again, you know, at that level, it's like Joel said. You don't want to make all that money and then turn around and blow it. You know, and that's why a lot of folks and guys in sports. That's why a lot of rich people.
I don't,
you know, get these deals and then they're out of money because they don't have a financier or somebody smart behind them to tell them how to make their money work for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I said,
I don't think I would invest.
No,
in like
I would invest in something that's like
I would think I would try and make money off of businesses that I like or come up with ideas that I could do because stocks are so volatile and I don't know anything about it and I don't trust people after seeing all these true stories. And knowing all these things that happen, like you can't trust people with your money all the time. Like,
I would invest
your money.
Yeah, it's like resources, like gold, silver. But even to your point, like Shaq owns what, all five guys or something like that, or he owns some.
I would invest in resources like rice.
Pork.
I think my initial game plan would be to pay off like my house and my car.
Yeah. Definitely get out of debt.
Like that way, if I ever got down to the point where I wasn't,
but let's
I
say you do that.
Money.
But then let's say you pay it off, right? Mm-hmm. And then you're down to like 200K.
Yeah,
is that like, are you satisfied with that, or what if
I would continue?
Are you kidding?
Yeah, I would continue.
What about this idea?
Job.
What about this idea?
Mm-hmm.
You pay 100K, or you pay half of your house off.
Mm-hmm.
You pay your whole car off.
Mm-hmm.
Your mortgage drops to like $400.
I pay that.
$300 a month.
Yeah.
Which is chump change.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Even working a normal job, that's...
You could work at McDonald's and pay that.
Yeah.
You know, because then you have more money to then flip and make
fair enough. I just think if you take some of that money and make it manageable... Yeah. Sure. In normal life.
Well, you want to develop your
coins.
Nest. You want to have something for your children's children. You know what I mean? And so that's why I say those investments would be a part of that. But like Jeremy asked me, like, oh, let's say we made a whole bunch of money. I said, honestly, if I was making, you know, I wouldn't go out here and buy a 17-room mansion. I honestly would take my house that I have currently and upgrade it to the max. You know what I mean? I'd put money into that and just have a more modern house.
I'll put a spaceship on top.
You know what I mean? Put a landing pad for a helicopter in the back.
The more house you have, the more
shit
you got to clean.
And don't get me wrong. It's cool to have, you know, multiple garages full of cars and basketball goals. I mean, that's cool stuff, but it's like, how often do you really use it? Like, how often do you really...
I would love to not have to worry. I would live here forever if I just had a bunch of... Like, if they were like, hey, dude, like, we'll pay your house off, and, you know, I ever have to pay house taxes, and they're like... You know, I would love that. I would freaking definitely.
That's the best is if.
But sometimes it's frustrating because it is way more expensive than I used to pay. So, you know,
dude,
like,
you're preaching to the choir. Too.
It's like, dude, I wish I wouldn't have. Like, we had a big conversation before we purchased the home, and I'm not trying to put anybody on blast. And I was like, listen, I don't think it's a smart idea. I think that we're in a good place because our rent at the time for a 4-bedroom house, you know, it was like $800 and then my dad was paying half of it, so I was paying $500, you know, like nothing, you know. And think about how much money you bring in, and he's paying his part, and the kids, you know, we kind of grew up at the same town, and it was the increase went from, you know, where we were paying like $800 a month to like $2,200 a month, $2,300, and it's like, sheesh. We can afford it, but dang, dude, it really tightens
if you have one speed bump, it like is a ripple.
Oh, yeah.
It's
scary.
Yeah, as opposed to, I mean, we're in the same boat. And that's why I have to do things like, granted, it's a dream job, but I have to go to Tennessee where I'm making way more money.
Right.
To be able to
stay in this lifestyle, you know?
Right.
Yeah. When the whole time you can say, that's the crazy part is the whole time in the back of your head, you can say, I can get this thing ready and sell it and get out from underneath this. But then, yeah. But then what? Then the house that I bought, that I built or bought for X amount of money, gets me half of what it is yeah. now, you know?
I mean, it's just such a, you know, survival is way more difficult than it should be. And even at our age, it's like, man, dude, I either things have changed or I just haven't succeeded in where I wanted to do it yet, you know? And it's like, dude, you know, and I'm not saying like the struggle's real. It's just like the struggle is real sometimes, you know?
But
sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's not, and sometimes it
but
is.
But I think it's the way the system is built. Like
for
it's
sure.
The way the American yeah. economy is built is for people to live like we're living.
For like, I make way more money.
Put it back, yeah.
We make way more money than I ever have, like, mm-hmm. ever combined. Like, in combined, too. It's like...
Yeah.
It's like, it's so frustrating. It's like, how on earth... making this much money, is there still the sometimes, you know, month to month? And it's like, dude, yeah. you're still stretching, yeah. even though it's like, you can proudly say, I make more money than I ever have.
Mm-hmm.
And you can sadly say, fudge, I still feel like I'm in the same boat.
You got to remember, man, that the middle class doesn't exist anymore.
It does. It's like
the middle class. Like middle class is raised, and so it really is just like if you're not yeah. quite there. But I mean, I read an article where they truly said like the middle class isn't what it used to be. You know what I mean? And so therefore, like the existence of middle class really just yeah. isn't there. Either you're in the tax bracket or you're not. And so
I just feel like the elbow of the body,
or the weenus. You know what I mean? Not even the
useless.
Yeah.
Painful. Painful though when you hit it.
Yeah. Oh. Painful. You know what I mean? And
get out of here with that.
Then you got the weenus, which provides no protection for the elbow. You know what I mean? You know, outside of
none.
And yeah, ugly just, skin.
Just nut skin
right there.
Just folds of skin.
Elbow skin and nut skin is the same.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to think. Like I think this skin meat is called testa skin.
Unless you have like really ashy elbows,
testicles,
and then the texture changes a little bit. You know,
I mean,
because you know there's some people out there that got barnacles on their weenuses. You know what I mean? Like it's dried up.
What if you had like
put some lotion
what if
on?
You
it.
Had, what if you had a callus on your? What if you had a callus on your nuts like that?
That would suck. Ugh.
Just scraping them. Like maybe you just sit all the time naked. And you just be like.
Dried air itchy, humping. Bro. Like,
and
why are you just dry humping?
Maybe you'd be watching sports and you'd be like, yeah. "Come on, Ben,
just
the heck, Jim,
humping everything."
Come, and
the people that live constant, below you are thinking you're the man,
dude. The constant
insane. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. has just created the
dried up powdered donuts.
So
bog it down.
I mean, somebody has a pair of hard nuts. I mean, that's a fact.
Oh, definitely.
Of course.
You know, someone's got a shell down there, and I.
You know, somebody does have a shell?
Somebody yeah. has a shell down there.
So, and hey, dude, if you had a shell down there, it would look like a turtle
because
it'd
come be out like go back in again.
Like
it'd
every,
be like, it'd be like it would look like an unafraid be, turtle. Unafraid
it'd be like turtle. This. Like, this will be your noits, and then it'd be like, hey, girl.
Can I get busy?
Dude.
And then the girl would be like, damn. Ooh, and be like,
someone's full turtle. It's so funny. But, yeah, you know, Nick, what, there was something we were going to talk about that we had talked about the other day.
Let me go to my notes.
Go ahead, Patty. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, Pat. Hold on. Nick, I'm going at your notes.
I'm going.
No, he's going to look while you talk.
We're talking about Jimmy Butler.
One more subject
from the Miami Heat.
Hmm? No, there was something. There was something else that you said that we were going to talk about, and we were like, "We'll go into that." And I was like, well,
"Oh no! We were
it was something we had wrote." Yeah.
Let me see.
Oh, what was, you know the conversation?
Oh, some of the runners.
We said like, oh, We're like, what's it then?
Renaissance. Yeah, we're going to ask. We're going to talk about your
that's
first.
That's what
week,
I was going to talk about.
Your first weekend at the first, Renaissance. It was something that we were going to talk about.
That's what me and you were talking about.
Yeah, we can talk about that. It's been.
So tee it up for him, Nick. Tee it up for listeners.
So for those of you who aren't aware, we have this thing in North Carolina called the Renaissance Fest that goes. It's nationwide.
It's nationwide.
We call our nom de plume in Concord. We're very proud of it. So, you know, even though it's nationwide, we're going to call it our thing. But it's the Renaissance Fair. If you've never been, you absolutely, absolutely need to go. It is an experience that is just worth it. But we have a member of the podcast who is an active employee. And we will be intrigued from the end of September all the way to the end of November. Am I right in that? The 19th. So Joel just had his first full weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
So just a little. Let me give a little context to it. So what it is, if you don't know, is it takes you. It's designed and it takes you back to like the 1500s.
Yep.
Yeah. The idea is that you know you get to.
Yeah.
Be there. People talk like that. You get to do barbaric things. A lot of stuff didn't happen back then, but you know, it's really fun. It's everybody wears costumes, like, and you might dress up like an X-Men and wear it there. It's almost like a free LARPing.
You know what I mean? Like it's freestyle LARPing.
Yes,
like, whatever you want to wear and do.
It's like LARPing, without LARPing.
You can do. But it's very much medieval times. But you know, people wear different time eras. During that time as well, some are pirates, some are colonial people, some are Vikings,
let me show you part of my costume.
But it's a really cool fest, man.
Why do they not do LARPing?
I'm sure people take it upon themselves to LARP. But it's just a fun time.
With that big field?
It's just a really fun time just to gather with your friends and family and go out there. But we've got insider information. Look at those. Insider information because, again, Joel is an active employee, man. So we just want to talk about how the weekend went, man. What was some of the highlights for you? One question that.
So look at my earrings.
They're hooped out.
Dude, I like them.
Those are strong.
Arr!
So.
It just screams like pirate.
So, Joel, my question, and I want to ask again because we wanted to wait for the podcast, was, like, when does it kick off? Like, at what point in time do you get into character? You know what I mean? Like, is it a requirement as soon as you hit the grounds and go? Or is it just, like, 3, 2, 1?
No, they're not.
Action.
No. So, it's different. Doors. It's like, no, listen. It's not like that. They're like, hey, do an accent. Don't do an accent. It's up to you. But they're like, but don't do an accent back here. Like when we're in the backstage, when it's behind, they call it backstage, right? Because you're really, it's technically, it's like being on stage because wherever you are, if you're part of the cast, you are in character. And let's say I was just walking around in something like that, I would 100% stay in character all day. And I do stay in pretty good character. I run the axe throwing section, which is cool because people love throwing axes and
be an axe thrower.
Correct, bro. Like, so I wear like these earrings and I wear a pirate bandana, and I get complete access to these people as they walk by me all the time. Mm-hmm. And so I get to tell jokes. I get to engage with men, women, pretty women, ugly dudes, pretty dudes. Like, it's just a good time. And really, it's really easy to draw people's attention because you just flatter them or make them laugh, and you're good to go. And so. It's really a hugely interesting cast. Like, everybody is exactly what you imagine. Like, I don't fit the build for like the kind of person that you would. I mean, I do 100% if you know me, but based on like these people, you would be like, aha, I definitely believe he works at the Renaissance. You know, like in normal days, you know, on stage or whatever, you probably wouldn't think I work at the Renaissance, or if I didn't have a beard, you know. But it is definitely the craziest cast of people.
Yeah.
But in a good way. Because everybody's super fun. Everybody's all in. They all have a good time. And it's fun.
I'm sure the fairies, but like the guy that walks around, the inventor and the guy that tells jokes, like the Gaston guy. Are all those, do you travel with it, or they volunteer?
Those guys do.
Okay.
Well, everybody gets paid, but they do. Those guys do.
But that's what
those
I mean. Guys. Yeah, yeah. I didn't.
So like those, the people that travel are different, right? Where we're in a group of people that are all local.
Yeah.
The travelers, they do whatever they want, really, because they're hired to be there, not to do certain things. So
yeah.
If I travel, it's because I sell a certain thing and I have a booth now. And
gotcha.
I went and built. You have to go and build your own shop. So all those houses that are built on those grounds,
yeah.
They're built by the shop owners minus the food places. So
yeah.
The tapestry place or something like that, or let's say like one of the clothing places.
Yeah.
You apply to get into the Renaissance Festival. They say, okay, we like your product. Yeah. Then you come and you have to build a shelter or a house that matches
a storefront
that matches what's called. And then you can just keep coming back as long as it's profitable. And I talked to this guy. I said, man, you know, how much money do you make? Because he does travel, right? Yeah. And he's like, he was an engineer for 30 years, a computer engineer. And his wife was a, like administrator in school for like 30 years. And he's like, we make way more money than we ever did.
That's wild. I'm sure people. Dude,
he's like,
people show up making money at that thing.
Yeah, he's like, we make way more money than we ever did. And he goes, every day, my wife wakes up and looks at me and says, "I love my life so much." And they just travel around, that's and awesome. Then they only work when the fair is open, you know. And then they have a shop wherever they live.
Yeah, but so the people that travel are cool. Like all of them are really cool.
So they live there. They have
when
you sign in and you get all, you know, set up to fill out your paperwork, and they're like, Are you staying on the grounds?
Oh,
and
if you are,
it's like $150. And they can literally stay from like September 30th or whatever when it starts until the day it ends, probably like November 20th.
Cool. Yeah. That's wild.
And I thought, here's my thought. I'm like, dude, I want to stay out here one night because I bet they get down. And it turns out, this one dude, I met this one guy, and he is like this super flamboyant gay guy, like super flamboyant. We're in line, and he walks up, just cuts everybody in line, goes, "Hey," and I said, "Hey." Me and Dora stand there, and he just like pulls this thing out of his bag, and he goes, "Whoosh!" And it's like a stool, and he goes, "I always got to keep a stool on me. Can't even stand up sometimes. I'm hungover." Boom, like sits down. He's like. He's got like a fur jacket on. It's like 89 degrees, 90 degrees outside. He's like sitting here and he's got some like high heel shoes on. It was this whole thing. And he was really funny. And I'm not dissing. It's just such a funny character. And
that was the Renaissance Festival character? That's who he was.
That's just who he was. And he was like telling us how he drinks all day and he loves to be drunk. And he usually does a fifth in the morning, a fifth in the evening. And I'm Jesus. Like, dang. I said, damn, son. Where's your liver? How's your liver? Where the hell's your
liver?
Shriveled up?
Or do you think you're running to the one guy or the girl that maybe takes their job too serious?
I
feel like somebody there
really,
has to be the one person that's like
Maybe it should be me. Maybe I should be the one that says, like, I live this life all year, all day.
Like correcting you, crazy and delusional. On, like, oh, your accent isn't good enough. Like, well, you need to work on.
Hold on. As crazy and delusional, I think, as it sounds to, like, get lost or get stuck in something like that.
Yeah.
I think if you could disassociate from society, I think to you it'd be like, this is the greatest thing of all time.
Yeah,
like, I think 100%. You could. I think somebody could convince themselves that they really live in the 1500s, or that this is the real world.
Easily,
you know. And not saying that's bad, and not saying it's good, but I think people can do that with wrestling. I think that there's a lot 100%. Of things that you can do that with. You know. I don't think all sports, but I think certain things like that. Like, wrestling is so consistent
constant. It becomes your identity.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's so constant, and you have...
Yeah.
Like, if you're performing every day, and the goal is to be believable and to keep moving up, right, mm-hmm. and just taking that... I mean, you can... I mean, I think people get lost in it all the time. I think rappers do. I think it's very easy.
Steve Austin talks about all the time. That's how he got lost in it.
Well, I think the greatest...
Stone Cold?
The greatest appreciation that I had for... being backstage when I go to wrestling, where we when we work wrestling events or when we go to wrestling events is
was all the baby oil. Oil.
I just the change of like, you know, you got some guys that are like, hey, what's going on? Hey, what's happening? And then as soon as they hit the stage, it's like, let me tell you something, brother. Like, it's just so funny, dude. But you get a real appreciation because you get, like get to that. See, like, Marcellus, like, funniest transition ever. Like, when I met him, he was all like, hey, man, like, oh, dude, I love your music. I love your thing. I love your promo. Yeah. And then he gets on stage and he's Marcellus King. And then, dude, I just remember, like, laughing so hard because it's like, they don't get to see the human side of it. You know what I mean? And even after the fact,
100%.
Every promo you see, you have to be in character. I mean, so I Nick, absolutely 100% agree.
Don't forget, we're all Herman. Wrestlers are Herman.
Renaissance.
Rappers are Herman. Renaissance people are Herman.
At the end of the day, we're all
Herman.
That's.
This is planet Earth.
And we just a bunch of Hermans trying to survive.
Herman race. Like,
we got to band together and be a Herman race. You know what I'm saying? Because you never know when the Earlians might come down. Is that real?
That's right, I'm Herman.
I'll look an early in the face and say, straight up, I'm Herman. But
it is. I'll tell you some of the most interesting people that you meet though out there. Like, it's a lot of kids. There's a lot of kids because it's like 16. And
up. Oh, sure. Yeah.
So you have a lot of kids that are in high school that are doing it, and they're with their friends. So it's
life,
man. You know, it's cool because they're all having a good time. And Joel's there. My son's with me, so that's fun. And he does like he loves it, man. I really just like meeting him and seeing him all the time. Like,
what is out there with does him. He help you with the axe throwing, or does he have another?
He does sometimes if we want to, but he usually does the Da Vinci hard one where they push it and then they get up there and they rock the boats.
He's gonna be a strong.
And they have
boy
a good time though.
He gonna be muscled up.
He really is, dude. I mean, I've lost some weight just from those 2 days and stuff. Constant in the sun, and then my job on top of that, like working 6 days a week, really. I mean, and it's like, woo. And so, and I work outside.
That's
and
why.
I work
that's
outside,
why.
So.
Working out has kept me skinny for so long. You know what I mean? Because 12 hours,
I'm just
sometimes
saying,
6 days a week. Like, yeah.
I was about to say, that Renaissance Festival going to be giving you some vitamin D.
I'm gonna tell you, I walk in the Renaissance Festival, chubby,
skinny,
handsome. Well, you know. But it's really fun. It's been the people are great. That's it is awesome. Like I say, it is a very diverse group of people. And 100% I intend on writing its television show, a sitcom about this thing of something, whatever. And I'm not saying too much, but I am gonna write it. And I think that it'll be super funny, and I think that there's so much there. And it's a family, dude. Like, these people do it every year, and it's like even the Rides and Games people, they all try and work more than 1 year in a row. That way they become like friends, and then they see each other, and then they hang out outside of there. And I got a job because I know someone there. And so it's been
like
pretty
its
cool.
Own little community.
Yeah. It's exactly what I do. The only downside is football. I do miss football a lot.
Yeah. But you're not missing
the Panthers.
So
the Panthers suck.
You're not missing a whole lot right now. So.
I would just be screaming all day.
Any of the good college games is when you're off.
True that. Well, man. Well, dude. Thanks for sharing, man. That's really good insight, and we're getting excited to talk about this on a weekly basis to find out what's new, what's going down in Renaissance Town. You know what I mean? And so we got about 2 to 3 months just worth of straight content that I'm excited to hear about, because I know some crazy stuff's gonna happen, and I can't wait.
More's
to find
to come.
Out, man.
More's
so
to
with
come.
That, we're headed into the end of our podcast. Really good conversation. Got some stuff that I wanted to talk, but we'll definitely get into it next week. So that gives me an opportunity to talk about some stuff. Fall is here, y'all, and we're so excited that it's here. The weather is changing, and it's getting nice outside. And so I'm personally excited for the fall because I ain't hot. You know what I mean? With that being said, we want to continue to change with you guys. If you guys haven't subscribed, man, make sure you subscribe, get on, check us out, have a good listen to the podcast. I promise you, you're going to have lots of laughs and a good time just listening in on what we got to talk about week by week. If there's something you want us to discuss or cover, let us know, right? Because at the end of the day, we do what we do for you guys. So we want to know what you guys got on your minds. What are some of your thoughts? What are some things that you want to hear us discuss? We want to know about it. So leave us a comment down below after you subscribe. But with that, we're going to go ahead and go into our dirty plugs right now. My shameless plug is you can catch me on Instagram at RickDynasty1. You can catch me on Twitter at The Real One Hogan. You can also find me on TikTok at Nick Clemency Comedy, and of course on all Tuesday platforms that we have across the board. And I'm gonna kick it over to my main man, David Patrick Price. What you got, sir?
Oh, I'll do.
We're gonna let Joel finish it out. As always, at Tuesday on all social media platforms. And if you are watching this on YouTube, go ahead and click that subscribe button, click that notification bell. So every time a new podcast episode comes out, you get that notification. If you're watching this on Spotify, its video is still available, and it's always available on all of our past episodes this year, I believe. Yeah, click that follow button so you automatically download these episodes as soon as they pop out. And, yeah, that's all for me.
Yeah,
good time. Let's finish it up, Joe.
Yeah, I had a good time tonight, guys. I really enjoyed it. It was a good conversation more than anything, so I enjoyed just hanging out. This was a time for friends to hang out and have a great time.
That's all we do.
But you guys can catch me on TikTok under Jinx Shame, I think, or P.O.E. Joel, and you can catch me on Instagram. I think it's Your J Jinx, and on Facebook, it's Joel Reyes. But, guys, I had a good time talking with you guys. So much fun. And even though we get old, it never gets old.